Immigration was a central issue for the Trump administration, including the controversial policies of separating families at the border and detaining children. Immigration remains a key talking point for Republican critics of the Biden administration. So when Biden's Cabinet Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, testified at a Senate Homeland Security Committee hearing on unaccompanied minors at the border, it's no surprise things turned heated.
We began our work with systems and tools that the prior administration had dismantled and with assistance programs that had been torn down or cut short. We had to rebuild while at the same time addressing the surge of unaccompanied children that had begun in April of 2020, many months before we took office, and our efforts had to be undertaken in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic.
That criticism did not sit well with Republican senators, such as Rob Portman of Ohio, the ranking Republican on the committee.
I'm not able to sit here and not comment on this idea that somehow this is Donald Trump's fault. You can say that the Trump administration should have been letting children in, but you have said instead you think it was inhumane what they were doing by turning children away based on Title 42, which said basically during the COVID-19 period we weren't going to let folks in. And so if that's fine, we can have that debate, but you can't say that and then also say, and the Trump administration is at fault because they didn't prepare for the surge.
Republican Ron Johnson of Wisconsin defended the Trump policies.
When you talk about the Trump administration dismantling things, what they did is they ended catch and release. They ended the enormous incentive for people to come into this country and exploit our very generous asylum laws.
Mayorkas takes a different view of asylum laws. He says as a former prosecutor, he believes in enforcing the law, including humanitarian laws.
One of the things the Trump administration did was separate children from their parents. And they ripped sons and daughters out of the hands of fathers and mothers and said they would never see each other again. That's one of the things. And maybe that worked, and maybe it didn't. But I'll tell you what it didn't work for is the values and principles of this country.
While Republicans presented charts showing a surge in border arrivals and apprehensions, both of unaccompanied minors and adults, Mayorkas boasted of decreasing the time unaccompanied children spend in Border Patrol detention. Republican Mitt Romney of Utah calls the issue a crisis that needs urgent, aggressive changes. He says it was stunning that Mayorkas seemed proud of his progress, but Mayorkas did not back down.
We're the United States of America. 90% of these children have a parent or legal guardian in the United States, and they have a claim of fear of persecution.
So this is not a problem then. Your view is that this is the way it's going to be.
If I may, Senator, they have a claim under the law for humanitarian relief, either their claim of asylum or their claim for special immigrant juvenile status.
Yeah.
And we can, in fact, meet the challenge.
Yeah. What I find astonishing, Mr. Chairman, is that we have the secretary responsible for securing our border and our immigration system who doesn't recognize these charts as being a problem.
Another passionate exchange involved a move to halt flights to expel families. Republican Josh Hawley of Missouri said that was because of pressure from left-wing groups, in particular the ACLU, which sued on the issue. Mayorkas says the department was not responding to outside groups.
And we are working with the ACLU, actually adverse to the ACLU.
You're working with them, though?
If I may, Senator, we are adverse to the ACLU.
But you're working with them in this program? Is that why you canceled it?
If I may finish, Senator, we are adverse to the ACLU in litigation with respect to the legal authority underpinning our exercise of the CDC's Title 42 authority.
The hearing probably did not change any minds, but if it showed anything, it showed that immigration remains a hot partisan issue in the halls of Congress. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.